Hi there, I'm Rad Palusak, and this is SEO in 2024 Additional Insights.
Rad, what's your additional insight for SEO in 2024?
My additional insight is prioritize value over sheer SEO.
Prioritize value over sheer SEO. Okay, so what is value and what is sheer SEO?
Well, it basically tells you to focus on offering unique added value that meets user intent, and only after that you should worry about Google later. So basically work on improving your site, grow it, and provide that additional value that the users want or may want, or you don't even know they want, but they will benefit from, instead of obsessing SEO. I've just seen too many SEOs, you know, grinding this final last technical SEO bit that they're trying to just iron out on the website. And sometimes those small tidbits are so peculiar, they don't really bring much even after they're fixed. So think of the bigger picture and think of the user.
And has that always been your point of view, or have you changed your mind over the last few years?
Well, that's a tough question, because I've been in SEO for so long that I would say for quite some time I've been looking at it from, let's say, pragmatic point of view. It's sometimes been not necessarily focused on the user, obviously in cases where websites have some bigger fish to fry in terms of benefiting from something you can actually fix on the website from SEO standpoint. You know, to say it is a short way, prioritizing your work. But then Google is showing us time and time again that or how much the user is important to the algorithm and to Google itself, that I've put that on a pedestal out there. And even prior to that, if we've been working towards benefits for the user, it's usually been a win.
So let's focus in on the why. So why is working on improving the site better than obsessing about SEO?
Well, essentially, to start with, Google is extremely smart, and it's becoming smarter and smarter over the years. So even if you leave some things out in terms of SEO, especially, I'll use that phrase again, peculiar SEO tidbits or technical tidbits that you would fix because they're, you know, somewhere there at the back of your head or popping up in the audits that you do through some crawlers, they're sometimes not things that they would be beneficial for the user, or they would actually yield any good results in terms of what you can get in terms of traffic or the actual benefits of SEO. So with my approach, when you put the user first and the functionality of the which the site offers to the user and this added value, if you put that as, you know, the first and foremost KPI, let's say, in your strategy, you're also bringing up a lot of business value as a, let's say, a collateral to this approach. Because, you know, SEO, as much as you can agree, is all about traffic and all about visitors visiting your site, it's not necessarily what the business gets from SEO and earns from SEO for the business.
Should it be, though?
I don't think so. I think businesses benefit from SEO in different ways, mostly from monetization perspective. So having more traffic is great, but if this traffic isn't converting, then it's just a waste of your server resources, essentially. And if you're thinking about the user and bringing those additional functionalities or added value to your website that users will benefit from, they will essentially, you're essentially thinking how to give them something that they will buy or they will use and retain on the website. And essentially, you're increasing your chances that they will convert. So users are good to have, but what you want are clients.
And you say that SEO elements on a website can be imperfect. Why is that?
Well, they can be. If you make mistakes in your canonicals, Google will probably figure it out. If you leave some index bloat on the website, Google will probably ignore it. Google is just smart like that. It is, and I need to emphasize that, it is not to say to just completely forget about them. It's good to know and remember about these things, but just choose what you're actually implementing. As SEOs, it's our job to make the website as good as possible for Google to crawl and index. But like I said, Google is very efficient, very fluent in crawling and indexing. And if there's like a tiny bit of mess on the website, let's put it this way, it probably won't harm you that much. And fixing it, as I said, might not always be productive.
So you're essentially saying that as long as if you choose a decent modern CMS, then that should be automated enough to deliver sufficient standard of SEO that Google is comfortable what your page and your site is about, and you shouldn't necessarily worry too much technically if that's the case, and focus more on users?
Essentially, yes. Although I would add one more bit to it, just do basic optimization. Because if you get a campaign, if you get a client for SEO, you provide basic optimization, just clean up whatever is the worst and funnel your resources into more important things, but remembering all the other stuff that is left on the website, then you're probably good to go.
What's an example of what you say is the worst, or what you often see that you call the worst?
Well, so for instance, when you have a very big website and you're fighting with a lot of index bloat, I would probably prioritize some things that will take care of most of it and probably leave out the rest, while this rest, let's say in an example here, would just take a lot of time to either identify or fix. Or sometimes when you yourself don't have access to a website, which is quite often the case with agencies, sometimes clients don't even implement those things because they would be too expensive for their dev teams, right? And I think this is totally fine. I know SEOs who would not make peace with this approach, where there's something outstanding still on the website to fix. They would just, you know, nag the developers and the client to get it fixed. But I just find it fine, because essentially, if you get any website on the internet, you'll probably find some tiny mistakes in terms of SEO, right? And this is fine. Google's been saying that, you know, my approach so far with prioritizing the resources, and instead of, like I said, focusing on those small things, trying to advise on what we can build on the website or create on the website that is better than the competitor, is good for the user, that just works so much better, in my opinion.
And you also say that if your site is not useful or does not deliver truly unique value, then it might be throttled and suffer in the long term. So how do you provide that truly unique value?
Well, I will give you an answer that all SEOs will probably clap to. And I will say it depends.
Well, some will clap to, some will cheer to, but some will boo to.
Well, I know it's a favorite one of SEOs anyway. Well, it depends, because it depends on the website and industry and type website. I mean, the type of website that you're working with or you're providing SEO for, and industry as well. But let's take an example. You would look at an e-commerce website that sells shoes, okay? And that is pretty much one of those standard campaigns where, you know, you optimize, you create content, then, you know, build links, and usually it works, right? But just from this mindset of what I'm mentioning, what would be the super additional functionality that the website could offer that users will probably really enjoy and would be useful for the users that maybe competitors don't have? And just off the top of my head, could be a tool where a user can photograph, this is a totally wild example, so bear with me. But it could be a tool where user photographs their foot next to a piece of paper, like A4 piece of paper, and it just calculates what size of shoe or what types of shoes would be the best for the for that user. That would be a super useful functionality, way above average in terms of competitors, and something that I'm sure would get traction and perhaps even get you free links and all that. So all three ticks of SEO or checkboxes of SEO are ticked off. And I think with that, you just have to be creative and think outside of the box while also putting the user first, striving for this extra functionality and just delivering it.
Okay, nice example. You also talk about creativity and thinking out of the box. However, nowadays in 2024, we also think of AI a lot in terms of the generation of content or maybe assisting SEOs with different technical improvements. Do SEOs need to all keep on top of what AI is doing and use AI as much as possible? What's your opinion on that?
Well, to start with, I think SEOs should find balance between automation and personalization. Maybe not just SEOs. I think it goes for everyone, site owners, SEOs, developers. If you rely solely on AI, that is against Google's guidelines, essentially, because they want you to provide experience and additional stuff, right? I would say that generally you should stop obsessing over AI developments because it's moving so fast, it's difficult to really keep track of this and stay on top of that. You know, I think it would just burn out your energy if you tried to, you know, just keep on top of all that. I think it's much better to master a few useful tools than, you know, just try all of them that come out, because that's counterproductive and just wastes a lot of your energy.
I think SEOs and digital marketers in general are a little bit guilty of loving to stay on top of absolutely everything, of researching everything, even though it's not something they're necessarily going to use within their day-to-day activities over the next 6 months. Is that fair enough criticism?
I think it's a fair enough criticism. We tend to, at least most of the SEOs that I know, tend to have this shiny object syndrome where they see something new come out and they run and test it, which is good, okay? But you also need to, again, prioritize your time, estimate what might be useful for you, what you can use. It's good to be oriented in the news and anything that comes out that is interesting or is getting some traction. Evaluate how this can help you, but just don't try to, you know, try everything, because you won't. I read somewhere that there's however many AI tools coming out every day that it's just physically impossible and not feasible to keep track of everything.
So you've shared what SEO should be doing in 2024. Now let's talk about what SEO shouldn't be doing. So what's something that's seductive in terms of time, but ultimately counterproductive? What's something that SEO shouldn't be doing in 2024?
Well, I think what SEOs shouldn't be doing in 2024 is, as I said earlier, and is related to my tip, which it will sound bizarre, but obsessing overly about sheer technical SEO. If you have a choice between, again, really fixing everything that's, I don't know, Screaming Frog or Sitebulb or other crawlers show you as a mistake or a warning, you will be wasting a lot of time trying to nail everything and have it all in green, because I think that would be very counterproductive. You would be spending hours of your time to analyze it, hours of developers' time or your own while doing the implementation. And essentially, a lot of these things for Google would be like just a confirmation what Google already knew and had implemented algorithmically for your website. So don't waste time. Don't obsess about the smallest things in SEO, because a lot of them are not important. Focus on what's important and focus on the user instead.
What's your process for deciding which technical improvements are the ones to prioritize?
Oh, that's a very good question. So I have three elements that I take into consideration. I look at how impactful the issue is, how difficult it is to implement it, and how much potential it has to bring revenue, or if not, unblock the site to bring some revenue or traffic. So how big, how costly, and how costly to implement, and how much money it can essentially bring. These three elements will give you a good framework to prioritize all your work, basically.
Brad Palaszczuk is co-founder and CTO at Non Agency. You can find him over at non.agency. Brad, thanks so much for adding your additional insight to SEO in 2024.
Thank you.
I've been your host, David Bain. You've been listening to an episode of SEO in 2024 Additional Insights, a majestic series that complements the original SEO in 2024 podcast, video series, and book. Find out more at SEOin2024.com.